Your heart. It's the only one you have. Fortunately, you also have a choice. Expert cardiologists, talented surgeons, highly skilled specialists, all of whom chose WakeMed. Why? The main reason is the same reason patients choose WakeMed. Everything you need for the best possible care is right here. Learn more at WakeMed.org. WakeMed Heart and Vascular Physicians. Your heart, your choice.
He's kind of stuck watching our state leaders debate the sports wagering bill. People are still trying to fight it, even though they seem to have the votes to move this thing on to the Senate. We'll catch up with Brian Murphy about that. And PNC extended their lease agreement with the Carolina Hurricanes, meaning that we're not going to get a name change of the arena. It's going to stay PNC Arena. I think it got extended out to 7 more years. We'll get to Brian about the parameters.
What's the naming rights deal?
The naming rights.
Not the lease.
The naming rights.
Different.
Thank you. That is different. The lease runs out in what, 10 years, I think it is? Or did they extend it out?
I think there's all kinds of loopholes with the lease, with Hurricanes, you mean.
Yeah, with the Hurricanes. Different. Okay. Yes. All right. We'll get to the bottom of that with Brian in a little bit. But let's answer some Hey Joe questions. Joe cracked the door.
All right, hey, Joe, brought to you by Oak City Sports Cards, oakcitycards.com. From Will, hey, Joe, what does UNC basketball have to do next season for Hubert not to be on the hot seat? And what does Duke have to do for fans to feel like it was another step forward, Final Four or bust, et cetera?
I know you're right. I know you're right in what I'm about to say, but you can't possibly be on the hot seat. He can't. Matt Doherty treated people poorly. That's ultimately why he got fired. After 3 seasons.
Sure it was. Sure it was. Sure. You can get past treating people badly if you win. He wasn't winning. We see this happen time and time and again in coaching circles. What?
Not treating anybody poorly.
I know.
He went to the final in his first year.
Cool.
You're saying there's at least a chance that he's not only in the hot seat, but he could be fired after year 3.
Mm-hmm.
I do not believe that.
It depends on how next year goes. Again, I want to preface this by saying I think it's ridiculous.
Okay, even if they go 8-20, if they go, which he didn't get fired
Dude.
After, he did not get fired after the 8-20 season, by the way.
Again, context matters.
But I'm just saying, if they go 8-20 next year, you're saying
it's a wrap.
He'll be fired.
Yes.
First of all, I don't think they're going 8-20.
They're not going to go 8-20.
That's number
next
one.
Year,
but
so
I do not see a scenario where he loses his job after next year.
Look,
All I'm saying is. Because think about who wanted him to be the coach. All of the former players and the people, the Carolina families who wanted him to be the coach.
Yeah.
Okay. And Bubba Cunningham wasn't like, oh, wow, I'm only doing this because you say so. He did it because what were the other alternatives?
Sure?
I am sure.
Okay.
So it would take someone super aggressive in that position, which Bubba's not super aggressive.
For all I know, Bubba might be broken.
He's not broken.
I mean, I don't know. I don't pretend to know Bubba Cunningham. I'm just saying that in the two biggest job openings,
mm-hmm.
I don't think he's gotten the guy he's wanted to get. That he's essentially been told this is how it's going to be. Mac Brown was, hey, you want to buy out Larry Fedora? Well, we're
this
bringing
is the,
in
this
Mac.
This is the one we want.
This is the guy that we want.
Okay.
And here
I think
comes
that's
Mac
fair.
Brown.
But it also it would also demonstrate my point. Like it would take a completely different personality to fire someone after their third year
mm-hmm.
when in the first year they went to the national championship.
I mean, I think
so you're saying
I think you're overplaying
I think like an NBA coach would get fired after 3 years.
I think you're over
I don't think I a think, Carolina or Duke coach would get fired after 3 years.
I think things have changed. Straight up. Things have changed, and you—if you and I both—no,
no, a lot of things, but a lot of things have changed about college basketball.
Yes, and if you and I both agree, this is what. Let's get to common ground here. You and I both agree that the standards around North Carolina are
different
than other places.
Yes,
okay?
Agree.
So, if the standards are different or North Carolina, why are we acting as though there's going to be patience for things? even though I sat here and I asked Hubert. Well, I asked Bubba Cunningham the day they hired Hubert Davis, will you allow for patience for a guy who's never been a head coach before?
You did.
I mean, JV, fine, but he's never been a head coach before, has not dealt with parents at the level he has to deal with parents now as a head coach, in a college environment that is in near flux all the time while dealing with a bunch of other factors. And what was Bubba's response to me? What did Bubba say? No.
He expected right away. That's where they were.
Yeah, after they caught fire for a month. So you keep focusing on one month, versus a totality.
I'm focused on an accomplishment.
Cool. You do it.
I'm saying out of if that's a third of your career, I'm looking at Matt Doherty right now. Yeah. 20 first year, not unsimilar, right? At one point, they were number one in the country. They tied for first in the ACC. Now, they didn't get to the championship game. They lost to Penn State. But he had a really good first year.
Yeah,
I believe he was even the national coach of the year.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken.
But, Joe.
Second year, they go 8-20. The world is on fire.
Dude,
did not get fired.
Dude, I get
third
all
year,
that
he
stuff.
Did get fired. The third year, he got fired.
That was 20 years ago.
Yes, it was.
20 freaking
season.
Years
and Roy,
ago.
But Roy was there.
And Roy was ready to come.
So, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what are the circumstances that they would fire Hubert?
Well,
who would be waiting? Nate Oates?
The circumstances to me will just be based. The circumstances to me will be based on how the season goes. And I want to be abundantly clear before we move on to the next question. I am not advocating.
Okay, I'm
for
saying
Hubert
I don't
Davis
see a scenario.
Like, oh.
I am saying I do not see a scenario.
But I do.
Okay.
Because we recognize that at Carolina, things are different. This isn't state.
No, I understand.
Okay.
That.
This
I
is not
that.
State where you're like, ah, well,
but
you know, there's only so much money.
But what do we know about Carolina, though? What do we
like
know
that.
About the Carolina family, though?
What is that?
How do they take care of their own?
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, you do.
No, we don't.
Yes, you do.
I think a lot of it is front-facing. We see what happens when somebody doesn't do the things that they like. We see that. Let's not act like everybody is a big, happy family. Every family has problems.
Yes.
Okay?
For sure.
So don't get too caught up in that. Next up.
I got a proposition for you.
From Randy. Hey, Joe, when online gambling becomes a thing in North Carolina, what's your go-to app?
Whichever one pays me an endorsement fee when that happens.
I respect it.
So if I was a FanDuel guy, you know why I was a FanDuel guy? Why I still have an account with FanDuel? Well, I was a paid endorser for FanDuel a couple years ago in the craze of daily fantasy sports. So if FanDuel wants to come back and be like, hey, Joe, we want you to talk about lines and stuff. I'm like, cool, I'm your Huckleberry.
I've never used a gambling app. So we'll see. Probably the one who has the best juice, best odds, best golf bets. The golf bets are very important to me. And not all sites have the same golf bets.
That makes sense to me.
There's something called a three-ball golf bet that I enjoy immensely.
What is that?
Three-ball is when you have a group on a Thursday, Friday that goes out. It's preset, right? Mm-hmm. We know who's in the group. Dennis, Joe, and Joe are going out in the group. And you have odds to win that group for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And the odds are very good for like the third worst person. But think about it. It's the PGA Tour. How much worse is the third worst person? So you can actually make a lot of money in three ball.
Gotcha. Next up.
Thank you for listening to the Best of the Drive podcast. We're here with Coach Pete, Capital Financial Advisory Group. Coach, let's hear about your power plan.
Well, Coach Pete's power plan, 22 steps to get you on the right direction for retirement. Also, make sure you have a successful, income-filled retirement. Tim, the next 10 people are going to give that away. No cost or obligation.
For the power plan, call 800-691-3215. You can also go ahead and text Tim to 600-700. The phone number, 800-691-3215, or text Tim to 600-700.
Whoa.
DraftKings has lacrosse.
Jeez.
From Howard.
Hey,
hey,
that's
Joe.
What matters to you.
Hey. Hey, Joe. Hey, I'm taking the Archers. How do the Live guys fare at the Masters? This is from Howard.
I'm gonna tread lightly here because I don't want to jinx myself, but I would not be surprised if a Live golfer won the Masters.
Oh, the takes would be amazing.
I would not be surprised.
Absolutely amazing.
If a Live golfer won the Masters. That's what I would say. Obviously, John Rahm was on some kind of heater, not playing well right now. Scottie Scheffler, who won last year, is playing really well. And Rory McIlroy, those are your three front runners right now. But if you think about it and you follow golf, you'll know who I'm talking about. But I'm not going to say his name at the risk of jinxing myself.
Okay. Got it. Next up.
Yeah. From Hunter, hey, Joe, why should I take fashion advice from a guy who was photographed wearing checkered Vans with cargo joggers and a too small canvas sport coat in public for work?
Okay. All right. First off.
First of all, what's wrong with the Vans?
Well, let's take this one by one. First off.
Who are they referring to?
So, shout out to Jack Morton, who does a lot of photography for us at WRL Sports Fan. Caught me mid-sprint. Well, actually, I was slowing down. I was stopping my momentum to get to my seat at Cameron Indoor Stadium.
Yeah.
I had
it
left.
Was one of those days that you
it
left
It was a
7
o'clock
hustled.
Game, and I literally was running to my seat before tip-off. They were getting ready to tip off. Thankfully, TV delayed it a little bit. I got to my seat in time. So, shout out to Jack, who caught an amazing photo of me as I was slowing down my momentum to get to my seat. And I'm wearing checkerboard Vans. Topo stretchy pants that I had rolled up because I got short legs and short arms, a vintage ACC shirt, and it was a denim button-down shirt.
Oh, not
it was
canvas.
Not a canvas sports coat, which I do have them that don't fit me, but regardless. So first off, the Vans. They're checkerboard Vans. They're classics, bro. I'm sorry you can't pull those off, which actually I think that's what this is about. The whole for work. What am I supposed to dress
oh,
at? What am,
oh,
what am I supposed
oh,
to dress like?
Forgot about the kicker.
For work. What am I supposed to dress like? At a basketball game these days in 2023.
I don't know.
This is not, by the way, this is not
this
the first
their,
time.
This is their way of calling you fat, by the way.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm cool with that. And shout out to the people who take pictures of me from sporting events showing off my bald spot.
Now, that's
as though,
different.
As though I didn't know I was balding, guys. Thank you for pointing out that I'm losing hair. It's totally shocked by this. No, but this is what it comes down to. This is what it comes down to. Like today I'm wearing a Nine Inch Nails t-shirt under a canvas jacket. Because it's kind of chilly out. We have a job that allows us to dress like we want to dress. I am sorry that you chose a profession that constrains you into the suit you have to wear or the uniform that you have to wear. I'm sorry. There are trade-offs. My guess is you're making a hell of a lot more money than me. Congratulations. But I get to dress the way that I dress. Those are the trade-offs sometimes.
Are you ready to buy or sell your home? The Jim Allen Group is a nationally recognized and award-winning real estate team in the Triangle, dedicated to providing exceptional service to meet your needs. With the latest insights and expert market knowledge, they'll make your home buying and selling journey as smooth as possible. Don't wait. Head over to jimallen.com and start your next move today. That's jimallen.com. The Jim Allen Group, your partner in real estate.
Professionals, it's time to supercharge your career at William Peace University's School of Professional Studies, the smart solution for working adults who want to earn a college degree. Our School for Professional Studies helps you balance work, family, and personal goals with affordable, flexible degree programs. Online, flexible, affordable. Attend classes when it fits your schedule. WPU offers various start dates, so why wait? Take control of your education. Your future is waiting. Explore our programs at williampeace.info/SPS. William Peace University, where your success takes center stage.
Brian Murphy, WREL.com, investigative reporter, joining us now. Oh, look at him. He's all suited up. See, people have been talking about...
I felt targeted there, Joe. I felt targeted by your previous comments.
People talking about my attire, like, well, I work in radio. You don't necessarily need to see me, even though we're on YouTube all the time. It's a super casual thing. I'm not rolling up looking like this to the NCGA, though. Actually, I might. But not the point. Not the point. You did. You were there. You're all suited up because you're there at the General Assembly. What happened today, Brian?
What we got?
What do we got?
Well, I just walked out of the North Carolina House where they just approved sports gambling for the final time in the House, and now it moves over to the Senate.
Yes.
64-45. So I don't know what kind of spread you guys had on that. 64-45 was the final.
Well played. Well played. Now, I actually want to – is that a bad beat? I don't know. Either way. So I actually wanted to talk about something because I'm this is like Schoolhouse Rocks for me. You tweeted something out that typically by the third passing or whatever, there's no debate, there's no nothing. It just goes through. Everybody's said what they've had to say. Not the case with mobile sports wagering and its progress through the General Assembly. So what people are very adamant about this. There are people out there that truly do not want this to happen, and they're making it known.
Yeah, and today they raised a lot of a lot more amendments. They proposed amendments to raise the tax rate from 14% to 36%, saying, hey, if this is all about the revenue, let's make sure North Carolina gets more revenue. They proposed, one representative proposed doing away with mobile, but allowing in-person sports gambling at venues like PNC Arena.
No, that's not how it works, man.
they talked about there was another amendment to do away with the use of credit cards. There was one to do away with the use of promo and bonus deductibility, which would bring a lot more revenue to North Carolina. That gets phased out over 3 years in the current bill. So they attacked the bill from a variety of ways, but all those amendments got shot down, just like all the amendments proposed yesterday got shot down.
So now it goes to the Senate, Murph. Is it a? Do you expect a similar type margin in that vote?
Yeah, the Senate actually passed a similar legislation last session. That was back in 2021. That's the bill that eventually made it to the House and got defeated by a single vote last year in 2022. So that the Senate's already shown that they're a little more open to this than the House was. I expect some changes as it goes through that process, but I do expect that the Senate will eventually pass it. And if they do change the bill, then it will have to come back to the House for one more final vote over here.
Brian Murphy, WRAL Sports Investigative Reporter, joining us here on the OG. So all signs point to mobile sports wagering. Is it still going to happen on January 1, 2024, or have they pushed that start date back? Oh, Brian froze. Oh, boy. We lost
also
Brian.
Sounds like nothing wonky has been added
or taken out. Yeah.
None of this, oh, let's take out college betting.
Yeah.
You know, it sounds like this is the standard gambling bill. You're going to be able to gamble on your phone. Real quick point about credit cards, because a lot of people say, hey, you must be really excited that you get to gamble legally in the state of North Carolina. And I'll tell you what, credit cards are dangerous. When you go to the store and you buy lottery tickets, you have to pay cash.
Yeah, it has to come from your debit card.
Or your debit card.
Yeah.
Like,
that's money you have.
You're getting down a little bit of a slippery slope there. Yeah. And do you know why most people will still gamble offline, let's call it? You know who's always going to give you credit? Your guy.
Yeah, your guy's
always going to give you credit.
Makes sense. Yeah, I'm with you on the credit card.
You know what
part.
I mean? So, like, the credit card thing is legit. That is a legitimate concern. Now, do you have those safety rails put in for you by the legislation? Might be helpful, but I know who doesn't want that. All of the companies,
of course,
don't want that because they want to be able to get into that line of credit.
It looks like the Wi-Fi downtown started back up again for Brian Murphy, WRAL.com. You don't have that CBC Wi-Fi.
We're in the basement of the legislative building. So
yeah, it makes total sense.
Take what you can get.
The thing was built in the 60s. I think we understand. That's like some real cinder block. It's blocking all sorts of signals down there. All right, so one quick gambling thing before we get to the PNC sponsorship arena deal with PNC. I guess we can keep calling it that. Have they pushed back the start date, or is it still going to be the beginning of 2024
for gambling?
It was pushed back a week. It was pushed back to January 8th of 2024. The reason I was told is they didn't want to start on a holiday.
With all those bowl games and whatnot, yeah, don't want that.
I think the 8th is the college football playoff, so I would imagine there'll be a lot of bets the first day on the college football playoff championship game.
Gotcha. All right, another story that you worked on today, you were at the Centennial Authority with the naming rights for PNC Arena. With the mobile sports wagering bill going through, there was some speculation that it might be some other name, but it looks like it's going to be an extension of what has been PNC Arena. What is a 7-year extension? Was there any drama with this? Did it kind of happen with the way they expected it to? Because it lapsed, did it not?
Yeah, the 20-year agreement expired in August. And I reported previously that they were working on an extension with PNC. So it's not a huge surprise, but they finally have gotten that done. It's a 7-year deal, but the naming rights portion only lasts 2 years.
Okay.
Which I found pretty interesting. The 7-year deal covers additional sponsorship from PNC for the Champions Club and other areas of the arena. So you'll see a lot of PNC signage out there. But the fact that and it now aligns with the end of the Hurricanes lease.
Okay.
The fact that the naming rights is only 2 years, I think, does open the possibility. What could we see in 2 years if the renovations have been done to the arena?
Let me ask you a larger point question here, Murph. Do you think all of this is Tom Dundon getting all of his ducks in a row to sell this team?
Oh, I you know, that I don't know. I don't know. I've been following the Centennial Authority side really closely, and I know that they want to get a long-term lease with the Hurricanes, and the Hurricanes want to have development, want to control development out at the PNC Arena facility in order to sign that long-term agreement. So the Wake County and the city of Raleigh will only give the money to do the enhancements if there's a long-term deal. So you're kind of in this like Spider-Man meme where everybody's pointing at each other and somebody is going to have to go first. And I think the Centennial Authority is trying to take that first step and say, look, we're committed to this hundreds of millions of dollars project to renovate the arena, show you that we're serious. You sign the long-term lease, then we'll do the development, which you'll get a big cut of, and everybody will be happy. But you know, we've been talking about this for a very long time and it hasn't happened. And you guys know as well as anyone that sports team ownership is now sort of tertiary to real estate development.
Mm-hmm.
The team is just part of your bigger real estate portfolio. And if the Hurricanes can't develop all that land around PNC Arena, then who knows what happens.
Just for clarity's sake, will you define long-term for me? Are you saying like a 20-year deal?
I'm saying that, you know, they would want like a 75 to 99 year deal if they're going to put all the development around PNC Arena.
Does that sound realistic?
You know, Don Waddell said they're interested in that kind of long-term agreement, but with all the caveats of how much are the Hurricanes going to get when it comes to the development piece. Are they going to control all the development? Are they going to get to profit off it any way they want? Certainly you guys know the issue of the parking spaces.
Yes.
For Carter Finley Stadium. So there's a lot of issues there. If the Hurricanes got everything they wanted, I think maybe they would sign that super long-term lease.
It's not just Carter Finley Stadium. It's getting out of PNC Arena too, if they don't open up all the outlets. I mean, I was there Saturday night and I was probably stuck in traffic. Oh, good 30, 40 minutes before my car moved. So, I mean, they got a lot to work on.
But you guys know the development would be, you know, parking lot. I mean, not parking lots, parking garage.
Yeah.
You'd have to eat up some of that space to put in all these things.
Yeah, but if you look beside the NC State practice facility, there's like a gravel/sand lot there.
Mm-hmm.
Every time it's just on Wade Avenue.
Yes.
It's where production
trucks usually hang out.
Yes, I look at that and I go, they could... First of all, you wouldn't eat up really any tailgate spots.
No.
By taking those spots, by putting a parking deck there.
No.
That makes sense. There's also room on the back side of that building, or even the front side that they've talked about, these proposed opening up the front, turning it into what they want to turn it into. I only ask you the Dunning question because it does feel like you have the Centennial Authority being like, hey, all right, we'll let you go. You know, they don't pay. He doesn't have a lease anymore, right? He doesn't pay rent. Excuse me. They have a lease. He doesn't pay rent. It does feel like there's a lot of like, hey, I want to please you, and if you're Tom Dundon, who's made a bazillion dollars in your life, why wouldn't you set the thing up and say, I've turned what I took over from Peter Karmanos, which was basically neglected, not in a bad way, but Peter Karmanos wasn't invested and didn't have the money to really pour into the franchise. I'm not saying, I think Tom Dundon enjoys owning a sports team.
Yes.
And I think he wouldn't sell this without having an NBA or an NFL team.
Yeah.
And I don't see him getting an NFL team anytime soon. But I'm just saying, it does feel like the Centennial Authority and even this legislator, because it all ties in, because remember, the Canes are going to have the license. So he's going to be looking really, really good here in about 8 months, better than Peter Karmanos ever looked.
Mm-hmm.
Right. The Hurricanes won't have a license, but they will be able to put in a sports book. And to your point...
Explain it so I get it right in the future.
Sure. The larger point, though, I think is correct. They pay no rent. They get all of the money from this naming rights agreement. We don't know what the financial terms are, but the NC State and the Centennial Authority get a flat fee.
Okay.
So whether it's $50 million a year or $4 million a year or $100 million a year, the Hurricanes get to keep all of that above the flat fee that Centennial Authority and NC State get.
As far as
the licenses,
yes,
there will be 10 to 12 licenses available. Those will go to DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, and then those people will partner with the Hurricanes, the Hornets, you name it, to create the sports books at those facilities. But the licenses are only available to these sports wagering operators.
And they'll get their money. The Tom Dundon's getting their money. Anyway, we got to go. Thanks for the update. We will talk to you later.
They kind of sort of got to get a license.
Yeah, they kind of sort of do. All right. Bye, Brian.
See you guys.
Did you know that your unused medications could end up in the wrong hands? It's important to keep your medication secure in a locked location, such as a locking box or locking cabinet. When it's time to dispose of them, safely and properly dispose of old, expired, or unused meds by using an at-home disposal product or a medication disposal box in your community. Don't miss out on medication take-back events happening near you. Don't let anyone take what's yours. Lock your meds. Be aware. Don't share. Learn more at lockyourmeds.org/NC.